The main question is, what's the difference between being an employee and being a licensee? Well, I'm going to come at it from a different angle, meaning if we are exploring putting someone on in Omaha, Nebraska, no matter whether we have an employee or a licensee, we're creating a practice in Omaha that does not exist. That practice is going to belong to someone. If it belongs to us, then we hire an employee to create and work that practice for us. If it is a license, that practice belongs to the licensee, and the licensee pays us to help them build their practice. So within this practice that we're going to build, one of us has equity, either you or us. And that's how the money ends up getting divided differently and the responsibilities get divided differently because of the equity. But I do want to stress one thing. There's very little difference between what we do, whether you work for us or whether we work for you as a licensee. We're going to go out and get customers the same way. We're going to charge them the same amount of money, and you're going to do about the same work. What it really boils down to is who bears the ultimate responsibility for the success of the marketing. If it's an employee, it's us. If it doesn't work because of you, if it doesn't work because of our system, it's our problem. And then how do we split the spoils of our success? If we have the equity piece in the practice, effectively, we're going to split the money 50-50. It's more complicated, and we'll tell you all the gory details when we talk live. But effectively, it's a 50-50 split of the money. If you work for us, if the practice is yours, then you pay us the $500 a month, and that's our entire cut. This is not a franchise, so we don't share revenue, unfortunately. I wish we could, but we can't. And that is our cut because it is your piece of equity in the practice, not ours. That's the primary difference, is this equity piece and the money split. So what most people are concerned about is what I'll call revenue potential. And high-skilled people that will be good at this and have the ability to perform the work also tend to have high income demands. So realistically, I think you're at about $150,000 cap under the employee model is one of the big determining factors of which model you should choose. Simply because we're going to generate about 300 grand and split it if you're making 150. And here's the math that I'm using for that. $2,500 per client in most markets. 10 slots, you can squeeze more out. That's a good topic to talk about live. But 10 slots, $2,500 a month is $25,000 times 12, $300,000. We split it. It's $150 for you, $150 for us under the employee model. Obviously, that number gets a lot better under the license model, but then you do have the royalty that you pay to us for the privilege of that. Again, we can talk details, but realistically, most people lean one way or the other depending on their personal situation, their risk tolerance, and how much money they want to make. I just want you to make an informed decision so we can have a more meaningful conversation when we do talk live.